Blog Talk Radio.
We have over 50-something people who support this publication, and they all look like me. They're all black, melanated people. And not only that, not only, like I said before, not only do they support the publication, and they help circulate it, they write in the publication, they help pay for the printing of the publication and everything else. So it can be done because we actually are doing it. And so... So I had a few people that was supposed to come on here. Maybe they'll make it and maybe they won't, but I do have one faithful person on here that she's into podcasting. See, my podcasting is a form of media too. Now, I didn't say this, but I say this quite often. You can take podcasting, newspapers, radio, TV, in any other form of mass marketing, when it comes to black African Americans, if you clump us all together, all of us, there's still less than 1% of the media in this country. I don't know about how the world system works, but in this country, I'm quite sure it's way less than, you know, because we top of the chain when it comes to doing pretty much anything black melanated people. But in this country, less than 1%. And I hate to tell you the impact on that, because pretty much all the resources that we hear about, from education, entertainment, media, and everything else, is controlled by other people. And they even tell us what to wear, what's in style, who's in and who's out, what's popular and what's not, what we listen to. You know, what we eat, you know, and so that's how much power media is. And before I bring one of our guests on, I'm going to show you how powerful this thing is. And I'm some of you familiar with propaganda. You know, media, mass media, you know, has caused wars. It has caused rumors of wars. And not only that, I heard, if you ever heard of this thing called subliminal messages, it goes like this. You know, I studied this for some time, and I never knew this had happened, but you know, now that I've seen how it worked with this, do you know if you go into a movie theater and they're showing you a great film and they're just running through one little clip? I don't know if you've ever seen the film strip. They take one little clip of that, and it's so fast that you're pretty much, your eyes don't even catch it. Your eyes can catch it, but your mind don't. And it would flash the thing of popcorn, just like that. And as soon as that one flash, one, you know, I don't know how many, less than a second than it is, you know, a lot of people get up and go to the concession stand and buy popcorn. Just because that thing flashed into your mind, and your mind picked up on it. And so that's the power of media. And we also know this other thing that a lot of people do, it's called gossip. And, you know, you can go out here and say something about another person, or somebody could say something about you. And even some of your own inner circle would believe some of the things other people may say about, I heard somebody say about this person. And then next thing you know, and they tell it to you, and you close to them. And then next thing you know, it would put some doubt in your, most people, it would put doubt in their mind. I thought something was wrong with that person, this, that. So can you imagine? I used to tell people this deal. I would never do it. But I could actually take anybody on here right now, and I can put you into National Black Unity News and write an article about you. And I could be lying through, through my teeth. And do you know, and if I print it, now you may want to hurt me or do something else to me, but you know a majority of the people will believe it because they're not going to do research on it. Because if I put it in the paper, they say, that's it. I knew something was wrong with that person, and they will believe it. And so that's the power of media. But that's in the negative sense. But in the positive sense, media can be one powerful tool. And again, the National Black Unity News use this media as a power, as a positive tool. We have been blessed. Not only have we blessed each other, but we have blessed people all over the world. And before, now I'm going to get started. We have a couple of people on here that I invited on here. And I'm just going to share with you first a few forms of media. And then, of course, I'm David Murphy, and I publish a physical newspaper and online paper called the National Black Unity News. But there's other forms. We have somebody on here, Ms. Cheryl, which is one of our guests this evening. She does a podcast. I'm going to let her explain a little bit about that. And also, we had Jacinta Walker on here, who is our marketing director. Now, she is a vital type of person in media marketing. She is like the nuts and bolts when it comes to mass marketing. A lot of us understand that we need to market, we need to do the thing, but sometimes we just don't know how. And sometimes, I mean, if you do know how, you may not have the skills or the expertise to present it in a way that would be attractive enough so that other people will say, hey, I may want to look into this or I may want to buy that. And without that being said, Ms. Jacinta Walker, can you unmute yourself?
Yes, good evening. I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm glad you make it. I know you here, there, you doing this and you doing that, but we appreciate you that, you know, you're taking time out to be with us this evening. And of course, I was told you that we're going to be talking about media and marketing. And I want you to introduce yourself. And I want you to share with some of the people who you are and what you do and why you do it.
Sure. Awesome. So for those, I see a lot of the names that I recognize on the podcast tonight. So I do want to say that I have been in connection with the National Black Unity News for 4 or 5 years now, and it's just one of those great experiences with authentic people who, you know, really want to help you to succeed. And that is kind of the springboard of what started my journey on entrepreneurship, and I started a company called Life Works, and it's, I always have to spell it, L-Y. F as in Frank E, and then Works is W-U-R-K-S as in Sam. And so LifeWorks is a marketing solutions firm, and we just firmly believe that, you know, it takes a lot for small businesses to even make the decision to launch. And then from there, you have to have the know-how in order to get your product out there, say the things, and get in front of the right audience so you can see a measure of success. And once you see a measure of success, you can build on that to begin to scale your business and, you know, really thrive from there. And that's really what we do. We try to take, you know, our marketing campaigns and help you to discover who you are as a business and be able to put that in front of the customer so they understand that you have a product that will solve their problems, meet their needs, you know, solve their pain points. And that's all anyone ever wants. They just want to be able to have a product or service that solves their problems. And as long as you can put that in front of them, then you've got a potential customer.
Okay. Now, Jacinta, I want you to hold on for a moment because we're going to open up the, how I say, the door to some questions and answers, but I want to get, you know, cover some things first, and then we're going to come right back to you.
Absolutely.
And, okay, great. Now, Cheryl Briggs, can you unmute yourself?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well.
Well, Cheryl Briggs is a member also of the National Black Unity News. And, you know, I mentioned podcasts, which we're doing as we speak right now, a podcast. And she decided that she's wanted to do one, too. First of all, Ms. Cheryl Ricks, I want you to explain to people why you are doing a podcast. What is the reason for your podcast?
Well, my podcast is called Your Gift Will Make Run for You with Cheryl T. Ricks. And the purpose of the podcast is to highlight how everyday people use their gifts, talents, and ability to make a positive impact in the communities they live in and the world at large. And there's a lot of people doing amazing things in everyday life that people may never know their name or know their faces, but the places they travel and the things they do, those people know who they are. And it's all about celebrating people and helping other people recognize that each of us were given gifts, talents, and ability by God himself to use for the betterment of our world. And so I highlight people who are using their gifts, talents, and abilities to make a difference in the world. And it helps people that are watching to know, like, wow, I have a gift. And I don't use it. I have a gift. How can I use my gift to make a difference like these people are? And it's, you know, I heard one person say it like this. The gift God give us is life. And the gift we give back to God is what we do with the life he's given us. So we all need to use our gift, talents, and ability to glorify our God and to do the thing that we were created to do.
Right. I appreciate that. And, now you heard just two forms.
You heard the invitation. Next up, I
want. Okay. All right. So you just heard two of our members who deal with media in different forms. Is Brother Vernon on here tonight?
Brother Satavi's on here.
Okay, Brother Satavi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man.
All right. Okay. And I'm glad you made it, sir. But look, Brother Vernon was going to get on, and he's a member of the National Black Unity, and he also has a form of media. He has his own TV station, an online TV station. And again, one of the reasons I wanted to have this conversation with everyone tonight, because this is so important, you know, especially those of you who are in business. Do you really realize that, you know, when you market and advertise your business, and unfortunately, a lot of businesses, like I said before, they would do almost 99% of the things to open up a business, start a business, and try to dot the I's and cross it. But one thing they most do not do, set aside a budget for marketing and advertise. And unfortunately, I can use McDonald's, Burger King, anybody else. Even though they're almost on every corner in every city, they spend millions and billions of dollars annually to advertise and promote their business. Because if they do not, say for instance, McDonald's, if they do not advertise, Burger King and the other burger shop will come up there and overtake their customers. And do you know advertising increases sales? It informs your customers about your products, goods, or services. It introduces you to something if you have a new product, anything like that. So it does so much. And with that being said, even though you may market, advertise, and do a lot of these things, it's so many moving parts to marketing and advertising. Even we have a young lady on here now, Dr. Barbara Wattis, who is, I consider, is a some would say, you know, she's a doctorate of English. I don't know how you pronounce that, but I do know she's a wordsmith. And you can say things, and then you cannot say things. You can say things about this, and I can use David Murphy as an example. There's a lot of issues that goes around in this country, and I address them in my article sometimes. And I don't blame an individual or group of people, but I include myself because it's important that when you want to say something to somebody, especially if you're in a circle and somebody you're pretty much speaking about in that circle, then it could be very offensive to someone. But if you include yourself, that means that if I say you did it, then I turn around and say we did it. You know, we can do better, or we should do this and we should do that, and then it makes a world of difference. And people like Dr. Wattis, you know, she can take your words, marketing words, and make them so plain and so clear so it goes right to the heart, because sometimes you can confuse a person, and Mr. Walter Murphy will always say a confused person really does nothing. So you can have the best product in the world, but if people confused about it, they ain't gonna buy your products, goods, or services. And so,
once your book is there, and
you are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, I'm going to say now I'm going to open up, you know, a brief conversation with everyone. But I'm going to say this first about advertisement and marketing. Even those who do some forms of advertising and marketing may be misconstrued about how it really works. Now, you don't have to take my word, because I often say this as well. You can go to Harvard, Princeton, any school that teaches marketing and advertising, they will tell you that it almost takes 7 exposures before anybody even buy your product, goods, or service. I don't care who you are, where you come from. That's the rule of thumb that they will teach you this. But unfortunately, a lot of people have a misconception that if you put, say, for instance, the National Black Unity News, you put an ad or you take out a page in the National Black Unity News, and you expect the whole world to turn around for it because you did it one time, you expect to have a windfall of money coming in, everybody be knocking at your door, and things like that. No, it do not work that way. You have to be consistent. You have to stay consistent. If we had stopped when we started this publication, if we had stopped the 6 or 7 issues of the paper, I'd have stopped it a long time ago if I expected that, because I understood how it works. We stood the test of time. Now people are beginning to recognize, after all this time, we've been around 7 years, and people now beginning to see us all over the world now. But it took those baby steps to get to where we are. And when they come to your business or service, if you don't, as I said, anytime a multi-billion dollar like McDonald's and everybody else has to put out all that type of money to stay consistent and try to keep their customer retention that they have with their customers, they have to promote and advertise. That's why they spend billions, and that's why advertising, the industry of advertising, is a multi-billion, matter of fact, it's a multi-trillion dollar corporation. And so that's how important it is. And unfortunately, I'm talking to my people now. When it comes to us, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep it real. You know, I like to do it this way. A lot of us, you know, we have people like Jacinta on here. I don't see him on here tonight, Wayne Randall. Let me just say this to you. This is going to be open and honest. And a lot of times, we fully don't understand the power of marketing and advertising, because even myself, I do know that we do something, but there's a lot of things that we have not hit yet. There's a lot of social media out there that, you know, I'm not even fully understanding the TikToks. I'm old school. I deal with the Facebook, the LinkedIn's and Instagrams and things like that, but it's a lot of new stuff out there, and you need to stay on top of your game. And one of the reasons why, and I'm going to say this straight up, because a lot of people think like they have thought. I always tell you there's 200 black newspapers, and it's just about every last one of them is on its last legs. And they failed tremendously, even though they were institutions. Even here in Boston, we had a publication here. I ain't going to call the name, but everybody knows it. It's been around over 130 years. Did some great and wonderful things, even in my childhood. But I can barely find one today. And if you mention to a young person, they ain't never even heard of it. It's because when technology came in, they failed to upgrade, or they didn't see that it was necessary and the technology was necessary. And now they depended on a few major corporations to sustain them. And one of the reasons that propelled us to our status is because to make us the top circulated newspaper in the nation is because we used the technology. We came in with the technology online. We did mass marketing online, and that's what separated us from them. And see, and that's what I'm constantly looking for, young people who's familiar with social media. That's one of the reasons why we went to Jacinta Walker, because she did so much with our branding and our marketing and gave us a brand new look. And that's why we're doing this thing like the podcast, so we can go direct to people what's going on today. And Jacinta.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, when it comes to you, now I want you to, you know, like I said, I know, you know, we like to be nice and straight up, but I want you to be straight up, because this can be the life or death of someone's business. I'm talking to the people on here with us right now and those who are listening to us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And from your perspective, because that's what you do, marketing, would you explain to the how important it is to do what you – to hire people like you to either dig into something like you or at least be investigated that why people need to have somebody, a marketing agency or somebody into marketing and promotion to sustain their business?
Yeah, sure. So I'm always an advocate because, as you said, you know, the biggest corporations, we know they have the budget to put forth major marketing campaigns, but also you know, even in my like corporate days, when things got tight, marketing was the first budget to be kind of axed, right? So you'll always keep your sales department, and then like the marketing budget would be cut because that is, it is such a vital piece of a business. But I think, you know, people look at it like, okay, we can do it in other ways. And so I always pair together sales and marketing. To me, they do go hand in hand. And if you think about it, we are selling every day. I just did a class on how to make your first sales, but it goes hand in hand. And for our businesses, we have to be able to, in layman terms, tell people what it is that we have, why it's good for them, and why they need our products or why they need our services. And what I find that people do, including myself, is we're so, especially as entrepreneurs and business owners who don't have a team or sometimes don't have people to bounce ideas off of or even see how it lands, the way you say something, the way you mean to say something may not come off the way that your audience needs to hear it. And that is the importance of marketing. Marketing is essentially your messaging to your ideal audience, which is the second piece of we are often speaking to the wrong people. We're out there marketing to everyone, and we think, you know, everyone remembers that 10% rule. So if I get 10% of the people that I'm talking to, then I'm good. If I'm talking to 100 people, that'll give me 10 leads. But if you're talking to 100 people that are not your ideal audience, essentially you're talking to nobody. And that is one of the biggest lessons that I think is hard for all of us, especially as entrepreneurs, is that we have to really be laser focused and target the right people. That is like quality over quantity. And that's something that's very hard for a lot of us to kind of pivot to, because you feel like the less people you talk to, the less leads you'll get. Obviously, a lead will lead to a prospect or a prospective client or a prospective sale. But it has to be quality over your quantity. And that's where marketing firms like myself come in, because we're able to identify through research, through historical data of your business, of other businesses like your business, who your ideal audience is. And it's different for everybody. So if you have an insurance company, yes, everybody needs, let's say, life insurance, but you want to determine who it is that you want to target specifically. You can't go out there and say, hey, I know you need life insurance because everyone's going to die. That doesn't fall or land right properly on everybody. However, if you reach somebody who is at a certain age bracket and may have, let's say, grandkids, you can put a specific marketing message out to them about how you can leave them a legacy because you have a life insurance policy that will be left to your grandkids, and now they can continue the legacy of the family because they have the funds to do so. That's way more effective than saying, hey, you're going to die soon, so you should probably get life insurance, right? So those are the kind of things that we kind of pinpoint. Again, choosing and figuring out your perfect customer, also figuring out which products that you should go to market with, A lot of us have a lot of products and services that we can go to the market with, but if you inundate your market with everything that you offer, it kind of meshes up the message. They don't exactly know what you're offering. And so when you pair your perfect, I call it perfect because even if you don't land on perfect, at least it's close to something that's viable and then we'll get your results. So when you pair your perfect customer or clientele to your best-selling products, that is a pathway to better success rather than you trying to blanket the entire market and then inundate them with every product that you have. And so those are the two main things that I try to put out. I have actually a 5-point system that I do that I try to, for every client, we go down and we kind of flesh out these things. And honestly, I have my own advisor that does that for me because, again, as entrepreneurs, you know, our businesses are our babies and we're very protective over them. And so you know you have really good products. You know you're good at what you do. You know that you can solve your ideal client's, you know, pain points, but to really get laser focused on it and then have the media and the, since we're talking about media tonight, have the marketing channels and the platforms, the correct ones or the best ones for you to use to deploy those messages, that's important as well. The way I like to do it is use something that is easy for you to use and that will not, overpower your time, the effort that you have to put in there, and then something that is, you know, easy to employ that you don't get burned out and overwhelmed by it. Until you get that team, you know, those are the things that you want to focus on. But that's why you can also outsource those tasks because, you know, something that's easy for me may not be easy for you, but, you know, we want to focus on return on investment. Can we get the leads in that you are able to close those deals? The key is, you know, for marketing and media, how do we get these leads, close the deals, make the money, and then recycle the whole thing and continue the process?
All right. I appreciate that. And you said something real key. Everything you say was on point, but one of the main thing is, and I try to stress this to some people, is this. You know, I mentioned there's all forms of media. And media, to be straight up about it, that's why a lot of us don't get involved with it because it's extremely expensive. And that's why we purposely design our rates and the way we do things so that it's extremely affordable. I mean, extremely affordable. And we do know the price of marketing. Now, I know how much the newspapers cost to put ads in it and things like that. I'm very aware of that. But a lot of people are not. And let me just give this example. Now, you can have a budget of $1,000. And I'm in Baltimore. There's a paper here that's been around just as long as I've been alive called the Sun Paper. And most black newspapers try to identify with that paper because it was the largest, I don't know if it is now, but it was the largest publication in Baltimore City. And then we had a few black papers, then they looked at their price and tried to mimic them in their price rates. And therefore, they outpriced the black community. And so the average black person couldn't afford to advertise in the black papers. But another thing happened. A lot of black businesses, because this publication said, my circulation is this and my readership is that and this, that. I'm going to use me as if I had a paper called The Informer. And my prices weren't even on the charts with theirs. But a lot of people I knew at that time took their money and went to this Sun Paper and spent thousands and thousands of dollars in advertising. And they did not get the return on their investment. And the reason why, because they didn't target market. See, they target this publication, went out to black people. Yes, it went out to some, but majority of their readership was other people. And other people who is not your target market, because like I said before, most of those people that read that publication will not support your business. I don't care how good your products are. But like I said before, a lot of people buy from each other. So I don't care if you had a full page in there and you were shouting out from the rooftop. Those folks, even though they had the demographics and everything else, they will not support your business. So that's money that was not well invested. And they found out real shortly, you know, that it didn't work. And
yeah,
I learned the hard way, too.
So
yes.
He's a scout leader from Columbia, Maryland.
Okay, I don't know. It's a lot of... Okay, but in any case, we have, again, on here, Cheryl Ricks with us. And Cheryl, can you unmute yourself?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Cheryl, now, you know, we both do podcasting now, and I work with Cheryl on a podcast, and she's doing quite well with, and not only that, she already got guests lined up for 4 or 5 guests in the next 2 months almost, you know, already lined up. And by me, I'm helping her with the engineering part of it. And man, and some of the conversations she had is so powerful. But I'm going to say this, that she's beginning to brand herself. See, she's bringing people into her. You know, she don't have to go out and look for people. All she has to do is invite them to her podcast. And that's a powerful way of marketing her products, goods, and services by adding this service to what she does. And it's bringing a whole new clientele and people getting to know who she is, and she getting to know people where they are. So it's a win-win situation. And that's why I try to stress upon all of you to, when we say let's do we want to do a podcast and have you as a guest, or we want to highlight you, with me and Wayne try to do this and try to do that. See, it's the reason for that. The reason is so that people see in the paper, you can give us so much information. But when we talk to you, it brings out a lot of intricate stuff that we would never have put in the paper. And people get to see who you are. They get to interact with you, the way you talk, the way you sound, and your passion. They can even see your passion, feel your passion. And that's why it's so important to do these podcasts. And if somebody invites you on, I strongly suggest you do that. I had to chase some of you down. And I still haven't caught up with some of you to do a podcast about you, your business, and your service. And so, and I learned the hard ways, ladies and gentlemen, that sometimes when the door is open, you need to enter in because this is your business and your service. And so again, Cheryl, mm-hmm. since you started this podcast, I just want to know from your own perspective, what was your take on since you started this thing, as far as business as well as what it done for you personally?
Well, first of all, helping me personally is recognizing how to market myself and how to bring who I am and what I do to the world, so that the people who need what I offer can have access to me and know that I exist. Because before the podcast show, some people may see me personally to the places I traveled, but they may not see me beyond that because I can't be everywhere at all times. So having a podcast, it also allowed me to connect with the people I interview network. Because they're going to tell their network, hey, I'm going to be on this podcast, so check me out. So while they're checking them out because they're being interviewed, they're also checking me out because, like, hey, I never heard of this woman named Cheryl T. Oh, yeah, she wrote this book. You know, she got several books, you know. And so it's really helping me to sow into other people. I believe if you give, it's going to come back to you. And the people don't have to pay to be for me to highlight them and to show the world the difference they're making with their gift, talents, and ability. They don't have to pay me a penny. But what they are paying me, they're paying me with sharing their stories, their journeys, and how they're using their gift, talents, and ability. So the people that connect with me can say, you know, well, I was listening to your show, and, you know, hearing how they're using their gift, talents, and ability, it inspired me to dust my gift, talents, and ability off and start using them as well. The other thing it's done for me is helped me to stretch. Because if it wasn't for you, David, saying, Cheryl, you would be good at this. You know, I had an idea I'd like to have one, but I didn't know I could have one, and I didn't know how to do it. but you showed me step by step. You walked with me, you held my hand, and you showed me all the things to do. You gave me the instructions, you helped me do it, and now it's a podcast show.
Well, you know, again, you know, like I say, we all have gifts and talent, and you just said the key word, your gifts will make room for you. And I'm going to open up the door, as I said before. But there's another young lady. I'm glad she made it tonight, too. Ms. Cheryl Minette. I see you already unmuted. Let me ask you now. You deal with branding, mark in a different type of way. And this is something that we do every day, ladies and gentlemen, you know, whether you like it or not. And when you wake up and people see you when you're around people, yes, they do look at you. Yes, they do size you up. Yes, they do look at, you know, and the way you talk, the way you act, the way you present yourself. And so, Cheryl.
Yes,
Cheryl,
sir.
Minette, now, you have a program. You know, first of all, introduce yourself and let people know what you do with your business and service and why you do it.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. My name is Cheryl Minette. I'm based in the U.S., and I'm partnered with the gentleman, Yunisa Kamara, from the U.K., and one of the things I do is we have a program called, well, we have a brand called Global Speakers Platform, and there's a program as part of that called Beyond the Stage. And that program, with that program, we came together and put together some things that we felt people needed, individuals needed, for those who wanted to be speakers who may not have access to certain pieces of the quote-unquote speaking game. So with that, we package speaker training along with a Spotlight TV interview, Spotlight radio interview, magazine piece. And this is something that we felt would help individuals gain exposure for themselves and their brand, because as an entrepreneur, no matter whether you're a coach, an author, whether you're already a speaker, whatever you're doing out here in, you know, in this metaverse, in this world that's moving so quickly now on this global stage, whatever you're doing, speaking should be a part of it, whether you become a professional speaker or whether you're just speaking in your business. You know, when you're able to present yourself in such a way that people listen to you and they're like, okay, they sound like they know what they're talking about, and they're able to express themselves in a way that sounds really, you know, professional, they seem to be responsible, that counts and goes a long way. So that is something that we do, and that's the business that, you know, David wants me to share with you all.
Yeah, and the reason why I want you to, you know, share that, because, like I say, it's just not one way. It's the only way. It's a complete. It's, like I said, that's what they call it, brand. It's all around, you know, even
correct.
In your personal life, you know, even if it's just through your newspaper, even if it's coming on a podcast, if you had somebody like Jacinta, you know, putting all this stuff together, you can have the beautiful package, but if you go in front of people and act like, you know, you can shut all that down the drain. Pretty much. And so go ahead, Cheryl.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And I do many things. I myself, I'm an inspirational speaker and author, radio host, and I have my own online cooking show, The Cooking Blind Kitchen. But when you're out there and you're presenting yourself, you have a short period of time, a very short window. People make a decision quickly as to whether they want to get to know you, whether they want to even engage with you. And the thing is, sometimes people hear you before they see you. You know, when you're in a venue, you're out somewhere, you're at a gathering, a lot of times people will hear you before they even see you, you know, because just think of how many times you heard someone and you turned to put the face with the voice. But before you even saw the face, you were starting to form an opinion. That's just how we are, okay? That's just human nature. And it's, I think speech is very important. Because I'm a writer, I believe in the power of words. I believe in the power of one's voice, whether it's written, whether it's orally communicated. It's very, very powerful, and it can make you or break you in many instances. So, you know, having this newspaper, the National Black Unity News, it's a form of expression. It's a way to articulate yourself in the written form. And you're going to reach a certain audience. When you're speaking, you're reaching a different audience, right? When I'm on the radio, it's a different audience than being on the TV, than being on a live stage, than being on a platform like this, which is a virtual stage. But how do you prepare for all of them? And that's why with the program Beyond the Stage, it's more than just stepping onto a stage and picking up the mic. A lot of people say, oh my gosh, I want to be on the stage. I want to grab that mic. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill it. And they kill it all right. They actually kill the audience. The audience doesn't want to hear anymore. You know, you really have to prepare, and you really have to know your audience to be able to tap into who they are, their emotions, so that they can go with you on the experience that you're sharing with them. But you can turn them on and you can turn them off, just like a relationship, because that's what it is. You're forming a relationship, right?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Mr. Walter Murphy, I know you didn't expect me to call on you. Mr. Murphy.
I am here.
You remember back in the day when Mr. Murphy and I, we had joined many what they would call network marketing programs. And most of them would show you these four different boxes. Do you remember what they were about, what people will buy, how, you know, what people look at?
You're talking about as far as the how to make money?
Yeah, they would say some people are visual, some people
You're talking about the different animals. I let me put my brain back on. I remember that there was a surgeon who wanted information. That was their main thing in life, was to provide information, and that's what they went to these places for. There was another one for the whale, and they liked, if I'm not mistaken, they were Catherine's trying to help me over there. I can see her pulling up.
There's the shark.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but I'm going to save that one for the last, because everybody kind of knows what the shark is, okay? But the deal is that there was a whale, a dolphin, the dolphin likes fun, the sturgeon likes information, the whale likes people, and the shark likes money. And so that's pretty much what that is. And for those individuals who do not know, my name is Walt Eugene Dempsey Murphy, and I am the managing director of the National Black Unity News. And one of the things that we do here is that we provide solution-oriented material to everyone. And this is, excuse me, this is a quarterly published, high-quality, solution-oriented periodical, designed to serve the Black melanated African American community. The reason that I bring that up is because, as everyone was talking about all the things they do, this is one of the hubs of our existence. When you talk about trying to get our products and services to the market, this is just one of many. But the deal is that we are the true, honest deal when it comes down to our mission, and our mission is to serve us. As David was saying earlier, our mission is to absolutely provide information and services to us. Now, before I get off of this, one more thing, and David, I appreciate you let me in, because I'm going to get in and get out, and I'm not coming back. Okay? The idea of advertising is something that everyone does. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you make or how much money you don't make. Everybody will invite you or solicit or mention a restaurant or a movie or a piece of music or the type of shoe or you name it. And if they like it, they will try to sell it to you, even though they don't make a penny off of it. And so I just wanted to put that out there because marketing, sales is prolific, and it happens all of the time, everyone. The deal is that there is a science behind it. This is one of the reasons why I, on a personal note, appreciate what we call Jay Walker herself, Jacinta Walker, on a personal note. You know, because she does exactly what most people don't understand, is that she is a true professional. And it's just like many of us, we can walk. But most of us are not professional walkers. I'm talking about a thing called a professional walker. We're not that. And that's what Jay is. And so I want to let y'all guys know that at the end of this specific conversation I'm having with you, that Jay and David and Cheryl, both Cheryls, these guys come from a place that most Black people really are truly appreciative of. And that's from the heart. Back to you, David.
Yeah, I've been trying to mute this phone while I was ringing. But in any case, I appreciate that, Mr. Murphy. And so if anybody... Excuse me for 1 second. I'm going to put a stop to this right now. I usually do this from the start. And see, now if I was in business right now, see, that would have been a turnoff. and that's why I say it takes preparation. But in any case, I'm open to anybody has a suggestion or maybe a comment for both of the Cheryl Rick and Cheryl Manette, Walter Murphy, who has spoken, and Jacinta Walker. Because, you know, you have a business. You have a service. Everybody on here that I see on here, but I don't know about the people on Facebook Live, and they're listening. But everybody has a business. And the important thing is because we need to, you know, it's good to go out into the world, but we need to share with one another because that's what we're here for. You know, we have this thing. It's a team concept. And sometimes we look all over the world, and sometimes right in your own backyard. And we have, like we always say, we have everything we need. And we have people that can help you say it the correct way. We have people like Dr. Barbara Wright Keys and write it out for you in corrections. We have Jacinta Walker who can help you do that. We got Cheryl Rick to help you with podcasting. And we have so many people who have all these parts of the puzzles so that each and every one of us, so won't be any excuse at all why we should not succeed. Or succeed even, you know, to get to that destination where we want to go. So anybody want, you know, you can open up now, unmute yourself. If you have a question, raise your hand or just a concern. Okay,
well,
everybody.
I just believe that none of us grow in a vacuum. We grow together. Iron surely does sharpen iron. And when we recognize that having a village, having a community is how all of us thrive, how all of us grow, how all of us get what we need and provide what one another needs. And so when we realize it's all in the house, don't be afraid to reach out. You know, even if you can't reach out like this, so inbox. Every time
you are
unmuted. A Zoom call on a Tuesday or Monday, it's always somebody on there that I want to connect with. So I do it. I send a chat. In the chat, I send a message. And so it's important to reach out. When your baby start leaping, when you hear something that's going to help you or something you need, you got to reach out and get that help.
All right. I appreciate that. And you're so right about that. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if we honest, like I said, I can only speak for myself. If it had not been for the team, the family, you know, I wouldn't be able to do what I do today. We would not be able to reach the heights that we have reached so far. But in any case, you know, and one of the major reasons why I wanted to have this discussion tonight is because I told you last week that this publication is at the top of the mountain. Now, we pushed our way up. We're on the top of the mountain. We're about to go down. A lot of exposure will be taking a place, will take place now. And a lot of us are going to be elevated in certain areas. And we need to be ready. You know, we need to take advantage of all the tools there. But you need to call Jacinta Walker. You need to talk to Cheryl Rick and Cheryl Manette. you need to talk to even David Murphy can help you in some areas. And you need to take advantage of all the opportunities you have. And most of you and all of you have something to bring to the table. Now, when it comes to marketing, do you know each and every one of us, I'm just talking about people that I'm talking in the Zoom call right now. If we took a little time, at least an hour, just 1 hour out of a week, and you say, I'm going to take this time to devote the National Black Unity News. And, of course, if you're in the publication, that means you're taking time out to promote yourself, too. And if you just did that, one person on here, then say if all of us did that, took that same practice and did it, do you know how much more powerful this publication, how many speakers? Everybody on here has their own networks, their own distribution centers. And if you share this publication, yeah, I mean, with the small group we have on here right now, do you know, let me just put it this way. I met some people on here. Let me just put it this way. 2-3 years ago, my circle was pretty much in Baltimore and the surrounding county. I'm talking about people that I dealt with in business. Now, in a short period of time, my circle has grown so vast and so wide. I'm talking to people. I'm literally talking to people all over the world. All over the world. I'm serious about that. They calling me now. All over the world. And see, I see the evidence and everything because we stood the test of time and all of us played the part in this. But at the same time, individually, there's some things that I need to know because I have a business too, not just outside the paper. That's what I do, marketing. I love to do professional commercials. That's why I said if you send me a couple of paragraphs, I'm going to send you some. I'm getting to his paper time so that paper takes priority over everything else right now. But I will, everybody who sent me those two paragraphs, I'm going to do a commercial for you. And the reason I'm doing this for you, not because I just love you, yes, I do, but, you know, it's marketing to me. Because if you like it and you start sharing it, and of course, if I send it to you when I finish it, I'm going to have my name on there too. Done by David Murphy. And if you share that with people like that, and then that means that's more business for me. And that means that you will share my work with other people because the commercial is about you. And I do know one thing about marketing. I learned this a long time ago about people in general. And it's just true. Like Cheryl said, you know, whether you like it or not, you are your best customer. You know, if somebody comes to you and they say, I want to highlight you. I want to talk about you. I want to put you on a pedestal. Every last one of your ears will stand up and you'll be ready because it's about you. And somebody told me a long time ago, and it worked. And he said, every time, you know, I got into a jam, he said, instead of selling advertising, you go out there and you sell people, sell them. And it works. And because everybody has an interest, you know, of themselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, everybody on here, again, like Cheryl said, have gifts and talents, and gifts will make room for you. And I often, if you ever talk to me, I always tell you, I'm sitting on a gold mine, and so are you. We are wealthy beyond our belief, but we are just not using all the tools that's available to us. Now, you just heard from a few people on here tonight, Jason Walker, Cheryl, both Cheryls, and Walter Murphy. And it's, like I said, it's only a handful of, just imagine with your business or your service or with your products, and you started talking to Jacinta Walker, you worked something out with her. You talk to Cheryl and come on Cheryl's podcast and let her interview you. You talk to Cheryl and let go to her classes and let her show you how to spruce yourself up. You go to Dr. Y-T's, and when you write something, you're putting your material out there that she dichotomized and crossed some T's for you. And then when you present your products to the world and everything like that, then you come to Dave Murphy, let's put it in the net, and then your stuff is all sharp, so spruced up, your advertising with that. You know, let me just put it this way. A lot of the ads in the paper, I've done myself, and I'm not a graphic artist. So you need to go to somebody who's a professional. This is your advertiser. This is your stuff, because that's what Cheryl was saying. They're going to see that and going to look at you. That's not my, I'll do it for you because, you know, but that's not my area of expertise. But you need somebody, this is your business and your service. You need to, you know, all of that stuff needs to be taken care of. And so with that being said, anybody before we depart this evening, Cheryl Ricks, then I'm coming to Jason on Walker, to Cheryl Manette, and then just some parting words before we shut it down. I'm going to start with you, Cheryl Ricks.
Well, don't be afraid of letting God grow you to propel you to the purpose he has for you. And I know it's scary, but God sends people like David and each of us to walk with each other so we can do the thing that he called us to do. None of us have to figure it out on our own. None of us have to do it alone. And so when we recognize that there are people in the room that's doing things that we would like to do or doing things that we need to know how to do, say hello. Just say hello. You never know who's before you or who you're before. So that's all I have to say about that.
Cheryl Manette, to you.
Yes. It's my belief that we are all one global community on this earth and that we are all placed here to serve each other. We may not know what we are to do, and that's what you find along your life's path. Hopefully you'll find it before your path ends. But we are here to serve each other. You know, we all, as Cheryl said, we have our own gifts and talents, and we are to grow them and utilize them. And your voice is so important. Speak to people around you. That urge you have inside, that yearning to do something, a lot of times that's your purpose. You know, a lot of times we don't think it's enough. But it is enough. It's yours. So don't be afraid of it. Grab hold of it, embrace it, and move forward with it. And when you use your voice to just speak to people in general and talk to people, let people know what you're thinking and what you want to do. You'll be surprised at how many people will connect with you and want to assist you on your journey. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jacinta Walker.
I guess my last thing is it's good to be on. I don't most of you know, so I relocated at the beginning of the year, and this has been a quite a pivotal year for me as an individual, and then me for my business. And one of the things that the reoccurring thing you keep hearing tonight is just, you know, put yourself out there and be confident in what it is that you do and what you offer. And as long as they're your God-given gifts and he is leading you in that way to serve, then you cannot fail. And you would think I have been here for years. My network has grown, like Mr. Murphy, my network has just grown tremendously in a matter of 4 months. And that only tells me that I'm, you know, living in the way that I'm supposed to and serving in the way that I'm supposed to. And so one of the things that I've been able to do is share the newspaper here and then just connect. And Dr. Rogers, who had to hop off, he's been one of my connections that I met through Mr. Murphy, and that has been a great connection, not knowing many people in the area and now having someone who's connected to the paper and that also is in my area. So it's very cool to just see how things kind of flesh out once you put yourself out there and just, you know, lead with the spirit. And so the last thing I will say is, me being a marketer, I always love to give just something that you can do to prove it to yourself that what we're talking about tonight works, marketing and media. And so I encourage everybody, whatever it is that you're offering today, whatever it is that you, you know, your special project, whatever it is, if you have some type of platform, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, or email or a text, just send out a text an email or put something on social media today or tomorrow and just let people know what it is that you do, but more so is take it off of what, you know, your eye, but make it about them and let them know, hey, this is how I serve you. This is how I serve the world. And I just wanted to let you know, and if I can help you or be in a benefit in this way, please let me know. And then just put that out there and see what happens. You'll be surprised on the people that come, you know, I call them the scopers. They always kind of look and see what you're doing, but they never really say anything publicly. They may DM you or, you know, private message you. But just put that out there because you'll be surprised. Somebody may hit you up weeks, months down the line and be like, hey, I remember that post that you put out there and I actually do need your help. And so I like to prove things that, yes, media and marketing does work. It's vital. It's vital. And we do it every day. So try that out. Let me know how it works.
All right. Thank you. And I thank all of you because, again, you know, I deem myself this, but I call myself a servant of servants. I love, that's my gift. I love serving people that serve people. And it's an honorable gift because it's by divine inspiration. See, when I inspire somebody else, I get inspired. When I help my brother, I get helped. And it's reciprocal. And that's a fact. I learned that. But, you know, again, family, we at the top of this mountain. And I told you, this is the last issue of the year. And by any means necessary, do not give up. Do not give in. This is just the beginning. And I'm trying to say that to you, you know, the best way I know how. But no matter what you do, everything is a choice in life. You have to make a decision. Even when you don't make a decision, you made a choice. But you come this far. I ain't talking with the paper. You come this far in your life. You've done a lot of things, and, you know, some good, some bad, some indifferent, but you're still here. You're still serving. That's why you're here. On this platform with us right now, and you always had something inside of you that you had birthed, but it may not have gotten to where you expected to go. But that's why I believe you're here. That's why I'm here. Is because God put people around us, and like I say, I could have never assembled a group like you. Only God done it, and He did this for His reasons and for our reasons, and like. Everybody on here said we need to talk to one another, share with one another, support one another. Because if we do that in-house, on the outside, you know, it's a given. If you know, because we have already proven, and I tell this to everybody, anybody hear me talk, I say this. I said, I feel like Martin Luther King. I said, I've been in so many meetings, so many groups, so many different things. But this is the first time in my whole lifetime, my whole 72 years, that I actually see a glimpse of unity. And that's with the people in the National Black Unity News. I shout that all over the world now. And that's because that comes from my heart because it's the truth. I never met a group of people that give so much and care so much. But, you know, just like David Murphy, if you like a David Murphy, who always giving and didn't know how to receive. But see, now I'm learning that as well. And so just, you know, so when you give, you do receive. But sometimes, you know, we looking for everything else all on the outside. Sometimes it's right here inside. Talk to one another. This is vital for you. Now, this ain't, I'm going to do what I have to do, but for you, because a lot of us, you are sitting on so much. And like I said, I always, you know, there's a thing I share with you, and I'm going to shut up. I'm going to say this for real. There's a quote. I don't know who said this quote. One of my gifts was picking up the phone and talking to people. Y'all know me when I talk to you. I had this thing. I talked to you in physical form, but I also talked to you in spiritual form. I just found this out about myself. I wonder why, where them things come from sometimes. So, you know, I can walk by faith and Satan at the same time. We dual beings. So I'm human and I'm spiritual. So I talk to you in both frames sometimes. And you know, and when I get in the jam, and it's always have worked for me. If I pick up the phone and start talking to people, I usually are very successful, very successful. But you know what I won't do? Pick up the phone. Now, how crazy is that? I ran across something recently, and I think in the last year, and it's just a quote. And it says, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. I'm going to say it again. The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. And at the end of that thing, I say, make that call. That's just a personal message to me. Because if I'm going to go anywhere, I'm going to have to start talking to people. I'm going to have to communicate with people. And God has blessed me with so much on the inside that I need to get it on the outside. I have blessed many of y'all, and many of y'all have blessed me. That's why I say it's reciprocal. That's why it's so important that we talk to one another, share with one another. Some of you need each other. I can see, I ain't going to call you out, though, but I can see this person with that person and this person with that, because y'all have the key to each other. But it's up to you, because you have to do you, I have to do me. But, you know, we can do each other, but at the same time, it starts with you, the man in the mirror. With that being said, we'll be on here tomorrow night, 7:30 sharp, hosted by Kathleen Murphy. And I'm going to just say this. Like Cheryl said earlier, every time she comes on there, she meets someone or somebody jumps out at her. And it's often said, you have to show up. And I know we're all busy, but if you can, be on this thing tomorrow night. Be on as many calls you not, because what's get ready to happen is that this world I was telling you about, the people that I'm meeting, they're very interested in us. And I will be inviting them in. And this platform going to start getting large, and we're going to start getting large, and it's going to be maybe even be difficult to catch up with each other now. But while we still have time, while we're still here right now, and tomorrow's not promised to none of us, pick up that phone, talk to one another, share information with, because it's your business, your service. And you'd be surprised that they may have that key, that treasure that you seek, that might be right there. It might be Cheryl Nanette. It might be Cheryl Ricks, Jason O'Walker, Dr. Ortiz, David Merck, and so many of us on there. And collectively, if you put four or five of us together with you, right there, them five names I just mentioned to you, a phone call away. Collectively, we can do wonders together. All right, with that being said, I'm going to say good night to you all.
David?
Yes?
This is Kathleen. May I just quickly say that tomorrow night, it would be great if, and I will be sending out the link and announcing our speaker, but we have Dr. Charles Pender coming on tomorrow night, and we want to give him a lot of support. And so we need our callers, our editors, and all to just be on tomorrow night's call. That's all. Thank you.
Wow. Well, I'm going to definitely be on it, because Dr. Pender, he's on here now, but this brother, man, I mean,
yeah,
I second that emotion, David. I second that emotion.
He's so full of ideas, and he's not a talker, though. He's a doer, and he's doing it. You know, man. Like I say, he makes me talk. Very few people can do that. All right, so Dr. Charles Pender will be our guest tomorrow night, and so will you if you show up. Because, like I say, we are a community when we do things like that. I know we you know. But in any case, I'm gonna shut up, get off of here. I'm gonna say good night. I'm hungry, and I thank you all. My phone is jumping off the hook, and okay. Hey, I'm getting busy. Get me while you can. I'm telling you, it's happening.
Okay. Okay. Good night, everybody. Have a
thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Much love and respect.
God bless everybody.
Good night.
Take care.
Goodbye.